devotion to the Holy Family can be traced back to the 17th century. But this feast day is relatively new in the course of the history of the Catholic Church. 1921 was the year when this feast day was formally instituted by Pope Benedict XV. And it wasn't until 1969 that this feast day is moved to where it is now, during the octave of Christmas. The Church moved this feast day during the Christmas season to remind us that the Word, Jesus the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us in a family, in a human family. He grew in age, wisdom, and favor before God and men because of a family, a holy family. What a dramatic story in today's gospel. Mary and Joseph lose our Lord for 4 days. This gospel story about the Holy Family and many others like it remind us that the life of the Holy Family in Nazareth is where God's presence blossomed, and that is the same with our families. And the Holy Family reminds us that faith is passed on through relationships. And what better relationships do we have around us than the family? Now, we know we cannot choose our family, right? We choose our friends. When Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, we don't choose our neighbors. He didn't say, love your best friend as you love yourself. Some of our family relationships can be challenging. Our family relationships don't have to be our favorite relationships. But we must never abandon them. We must never give up on them. These challenging relationships in our family are opportunities for us to grow in grace and to remember that where would we be without family, for better or for worse? So the mystery and the beauty and the fact of this feast day is this, and I want you to remember this week. Ordinary living becomes extraordinary and holy in the context of a family living faith in God, which is what you're doing. Our unseen acts, work, thoughts, all that we do, unseen, probably underappreciated, unknown to most of the world, these ordinary tasks are our way to heaven and become extraordinary and make us holy when we dedicate them to God. Think of how Mary and Joseph spent nearly every day of their lives sanctifying ordinary duties, sanctifying everyday duties in the family, living faith the best they could, working as well as they could, mutual concern for others, caring for those in need, and visiting family and relatives. I mean, I need to do that more. Think of how Mary went to see her kinswoman Elizabeth in the gospel on the fourth Sunday of Advent. These ordinary acts full of the love of God, ordinary acts full of the love of God, are our way to heaven. And that is why the family has been called as well the school of love. And the family has been called the domestic church. We have a parish family here at St. Wenceslas, a family that I'm very grateful for. And in this parish family, we come together to learn again, if you will, the importance of spiritual discipline. As St. Paul VI once wrote, we need to learn again how important spiritual discipline is if we want to follow our Lord and our weekly worship here, our weekly adoration here, the giving of ourselves fortifies that discipline. And for you, I'm grateful because you too are holy families. This is not the feast day of the perfect family. The perfect family of a family without faults. There are none. Don't confuse holiness with perfection. This is the feast day of the holy family, which means a family with faith. Be rest assured, you are. One of the aspects of spiritual discipline we need to remember is prayer. And we're going to pray together right now to kind of close out this calendar year of 2018 and to pray for God's continued grace in 2019. I hear you're moving them. Those are not envelopes for snow removal collection, by the way. That's coming later. These are given to us by the Knights of Columbus. A beautiful prayer to consecrate us again to all that we believe to be holy. We pray as well for our family members who are not here. And I always pray and remember the family members in my family who have already died. Because I am who I am because of them as well. So let us stand and pray this consecration to the Holy Family. Let us pray together. O Lord Jesus, you lived in the home of Mary and Joseph in Nazareth. There you grew in age, wisdom, and grace as you prepared to fulfill your mission as our Redeemer. We entrust our family to you. O Blessed Mary, you are the mother of our Savior. At Nazareth, you cared for Jesus and nurtured him in the peace and joy of your home. We entrust our family to you. O Saint Joseph, you provided a secure and loving home for Jesus and Mary and gave us a model of fatherhood while showing us the dignity of work. We entrust our family to you. Holy Family, we consecrate ourselves and our family to you. May we be completely united in a love that is lasting, faithful, and open to the gift of new life. Help us to grow in virtue, to forgive one another from our hearts, and to live in peace all our days. Keep us strong in faith, persevering in prayer, diligent in our work, and generous toward those in need. May our home, O Holy Family, truly become a domestic church where we reflect your example in our daily life. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us. Amen.